Saturday, I took Christine's son out driving. He's doing, we've got to do the driving lessons. And I was reminded of something, and I didn't do it, but I was reminded of something my dad did when my dad was teaching me how to drive and kind of lost his cool a little bit. And this has happened a few times as we have done these lessons over the past, I don't know, I think we've been out there for the last month or so. And Saturday, you know, Christine lives in Skagit County, and the Tulip Festival is going on. The Tulip stuff is going on down there. I think the festival is actually, the fair and all that, I think is actually this coming weekend. But there's more traffic than normal in that area. And we, because of our window and availability and when I could drive them, we had to, it was yesterday when we went for our drive. Now, we did not go by the Tulip Field.
Okay,
so we were not
get down in it?
We were not in gridlock traffic there, but there
is. Hey, this driving stuff's pretty easy when you only go 2 miles an hour.
But there's more traffic on the freeway and a lot of the side roads and in town and stuff.
Sure.
Because you got more people in town.
And a lot of those people aren't paying attention because they're looking at the flowers and whatever.
Well, and then maybe they're not even from the area.
Yeah.
But so you got a bunch of different people coming through. Now, this is something that we have experienced here since we've taken this on in the last month or so. And I do remember going through some of this with my boys, too. But it seems to be worse now. And that is the impatience of other people. When you are driving the speed limit, the speed limit, and when you are stopping properly behind the stop sign, and when you are driving to the rules of the test, which is what I'm teaching, which is what you got to teach these kids to do so they can pass the test. Now you tell the kid, you know, things are going to change after you pass the test and how you drive, and I understand all that, but you got to pass the test. So that is the way that you have to. You have to drive, and other people who don't know what you're up to, they don't have patience. They don't really have. There's a lot of people who don't have patience for you going 65 in a 65 in the right lane on a Saturday afternoon after they have been held up in traffic, you know, because of tulips. So we have, you know, we deal with people who are flashing their headlights and all that kind of stuff, and I haven't done anything. I was tempted years ago when I had Tyler out and there was a guy in a delivery truck who was behind us and Tyler was driving the exact 35 and that's what not a mile per hour over. And this guy in the delivery truck, he was flashing the lights and everything. We came to a stop sign, he had the lights on and I almost got out, but I didn't. But I was reminded.
You have to stay cool in these situations,
yes,
and let your dad,
right,
handle it.
You have to teach. You know, yeah, it's part of the thing that you got to teach. Yeah. And I didn't do anything. I was reminded of what my dad did.
Because I would have loved to have seen you throw open the passenger door and go down there and rattle that guy's teeth, man.
My dad, I remember, flipped a guy off for flashing his headlights and honking his horn when he was behind me. Well, my dad was trying to teach him. And then I was scared because I was thinking, oh, my God, we're going to get into this guy is going to drive me off the road. And then I, you know, I got freaked out. But Christine's son brought up I think it's a pretty good idea. He says, you know, can't they give us stickers that we put on our car when we're doing this?
Like in Vancouver, they
have
like
the Canadians, like Canadian drivers, the new drivers down there. At least when you're doing this thing, can't you have can we put a card or something in the back or something that so everybody else knows, okay, this guy's a new driver, is getting driving lessons and is, you know, learning how to. So people, you know, if not give them a wider berth, at least. You know, get in the kid's case.
And then the blame can go on you. Because if it says new sticker on the car, new driver, learning or whatever.
They'll flip me off.
Then they're looking at, who brings their kid out here to the traffic section?
Flip me off. Don't flip
the
kid
old
off.
Man off.
Yeah. So it's just, it's, but you know, we gotta go out when we gotta go out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's in the middle of it all. But still not as hectic as driving in the Costco parking lot. That was, we did that a couple of weeks ago. That was probably the craziest. All right, I didn't get your name. You guys, take it. Hey, hold on. Take it from the top here. This is a This is a woman who's learning how to drive, and her, what is it, her dad is teaching her how to drive?
Her dad's teaching her how to drive.
Okay, and she's driving a Mini Cooper, is that correct?
A Mini Cooper.
Okay, those little Mini Cooper deals. Yeah. Okay, and she's how tall is she?
She's roughly about 4'9" or so. Okay.
Seems fitting.
All right, yeah, that's the right car for her. And her dad is what?
Is a Mountie. He's 6'5", just a big, solid Canadian prairie boy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so he's in the passenger seat on that thing.
And somebody's honking and blinking at him behind him?
No, he's actually sitting in the back seat. He unbolted the shotgun seat so he can actually sit in there properly, comfortably. So he sat there in the back seat. So it was like, she said that there was once, like, when she was learning how to drive, she was on a bit of a slope, and the car started rolling back, and the guy behind her started honking at her, and, like, she got in gear, she drove off, but the guy tailed her, and, like, when they came up to the next light, he got out of the car and started yelling at her and started, like, you know, and then... That's when her dad just got out from the back. And
he can wear that car like a roller skate.
Let me unfold myself from the back seat, and let's see how tough you are now.
It was like, if you remember that scene from Police Academy, it was just like that, as she told me.
It was a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wilt Chamberlain had a car that, like, I think it was Wilt, maybe. Thank you, by the way, for that story.
Took the front seat out and drove from the back seat.
He drove from the back seat, yes.